An aspect of the subconscious robot is this idea of self-doubt. Sometimes what happens is when we're starting to get the kinds of things that we want, I don't know why we do this, but this is just one of those psychological tricks that tends to happen, is we get this thing called self-doubt. And it kind of like comes up and knocks at the door. And what we say is, okay, who's that? And we open the door. And self-doubt is there, and it says, well, I'm self-doubt. And you say, well, who are you? What does that mean? And you say, well, I'm your self-doubt. I am the one that's going to, you know, tell you that that meeting that you're going to, you're probably not going to do a very good presentation. That first date that you're going to, you're probably going to screw up. Those goals that you wanted to achieve, you're probably not going to get them. You know, anything that you really want, you're probably not going to get, because you're the kind of person that screws those things up. And instead of just closing the door, which is my recommendation, and just continuing with whatever it is that you're doing, what we tend to do is we tend to say, well, why don't you come on in and let's talk about it. And we invite self-doubt into our, you know, the living room of our house, if you like, metaphorically. And we, you know, ask it to sit down, have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and start talking to it. And this is called entertaining doubt. And that's one thing that we really do not want to do. Now, how do you stop doing that? Well, the way that you stop doing that is you focus on your goals. You focus on where you're going, not where you've been, where you don't want to go, or where you think you might go if you're looking at it with a pessimistic tint. We want to cultivate incurable optimism. Not only does this produce wonderful chemicals in our brain, it gives us more energy, and we actually have a good chance of getting to where we want to go.